Bill Goggins. Laura Hine.
Here.
John Kapler.
Here.
Betsy Pringle.
Here.
Elsie Weber.
Here.
Rick Whitney.
Here.
Oh, what about me?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Georgine.
Georgine Foster, we had to write you in, and I'm sorry. Here.
Okay. So the agenda has been amended. We initially were going to be discussing the ICS decision, and that is going to be deferred until Monday, January 30th. So the only business on our agenda is the appointment of two members to a joint committee with East Bellevue Community Council regarding House Bill 1812 or some form thereof. For the record, there was, you know, some concern that House Bill 1812 was supposed to go to a hearing last Tuesday, and then it didn't happen.
Today, Tuesday. And,
oh, it was today. Yeah, that's today. Right. Yeah, but then that was a false rumor. It did not. And Larry, I talked to Larry Springer personally, and he assured me that he was not going to that 1812 was dead, but he said, I still have every intention of introducing a new bill that would have the same effect, only slightly different, you know, than the way that it's structured. And most likely would, you know, not, I think I told you before, his plan was that he wouldn't put it to a vote of the city. It would just be, we'd be sunsetted most likely is what his plan is. So, at any rate.
Did you talk to Steve today by chance?
We traded calls, and Steve, did you, John?
I did, and there was another bill that was presented. I'm sorry for getting the number, and the fear is that it attacks the issue through another mechanism, and so that's being looked at right now, and he did want to chat with you about that. He didn't go into the details with me because he wanted to talk with you about it.
Hmm.
So it did get introduced, I think he said today.
Okay. By anybody that was associated with 1812?
He was going to chat with you about it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
who is Steve?
Steve is the chair of the East Bellevue Community County. Steve Costner, is it?
Yeah.
Kasner?
Kasner,
yeah.
Can we submit our own bill?
So at any rate, if we want to be proactive and not reactive, from what John's saying, it may already be reactive time, but we need to have a plan in place, and that's why we were talking about having a joint committee made up of a couple representatives of each of the community councils to try to formulate a plan to rebut whatever action is taken to try to terminate our existence. So I will, if my concern, I'm certainly willing to be part of this personally, and I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to override anybody else, but I'm not going to be available for most of the next week and a half. And so, which means, I also, by means of that, I am not going to be here for the Green Codes meeting Thursday. So, Elsie, although you won't be chairing it anyway because it's being chaired by the Planning Commission.
You will be back for the 23rd?
Oh, yeah, I'll be here for the 23rd and the 30th.
I'm having some special surgery.
Yeah, no, I'll be here. But I thought that when we talked about our meeting dates, I thought that I got my dates turned around and I was off by one day, and that one day is what cost me for the Thursday meeting. So I thought that I was going to be around until after the meeting. I'm not, so my apologies. But I don't think that we're not going to make a decision on it. You're just going to be having a hearing, and I'll listen to the tapes. And, you know, I think that you'll be able to carry on quite readily without me. But I'm just saying that if something comes up on the House action in the next week and a half, I sure would want to make sure we've got some people who would be able to jump in.
And I believe Kasner's going to be out of town as well.
I talked to Steve. He doesn't leave until, like, about a week or so from now. There's a little bit of overlap in our times, but he's going to be around for at least the next week, 10 days. So who's available to take on this little responsibility?
So
who cares enough to try to keep us alive?
I We're all buried. I mean, life's got us all buried. You know, I'm in the middle of trying to save my business and blah, 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 all that stuff. But I'm happy to be part of this. I just cannot carry all the heavy lifting. I won't be able to do it. And I also have an interest because I live in the Bellevue Community Council area. I mean, or I'm sorry, my
his office.
Business. My business is there. So I mean, I have an interest from that standpoint too, to get to know that group a little better because they sort of look after my business. So I'm happy to participate. You're happy
participate
to
participate in this subcommittee.
I think it'd be great if all of us, if as much as possible, could kind of share this.
Well, what does it entail?
Well, what we are trying to do is prepare arguments that would be presented if we have to go down to the legislature that would support why they shouldn't vote to terminate our existence. And it can be both the positive things that we contribute and you know the benefits we provide, as well as the injustice of terminating an agreement that was the legal basis for the initial, you know, merger of the cities.
It'll involve contacting our constituents and have them get a hold of legislatures, people, to, you know, weigh in.
Well, I'm willing to do things during the day. The night thing is kind of a problem. I myself, when we met with the East Bellevue Council, that I didn't come away from that meeting thinking that I had much direction as to what.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we were going.
Yeah. So I can do things during the day and do, you know, a lot of research and legwork and that kind of thing during the day. But I get concerned about evening meetings. Mm-hmm. So I can volunteer to help. And since I'm the newest on our council, I'm concerned. Procedure-wise, I'm so fuzzy about everything. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, none of us are legislative experts. None of us have any great expertise in how to influence the legislative process. I certainly don't. I mean, so we're all on relatively even grounds there. It's just going to be trying to develop reasons and get enough support.
Well, I think last time it was helpful because, was it Susan?
Thorns?
Yeah, really, I think she put together some good arguments, and she did a lot of calling, and I think just getting people, you know, contacted.
And that's part of it.
And I think that, you know, she was really instrumental, and if she would be willing to help us again, that would be good.
Yeah, I just don't know what her schedule's like, because she's a flight attendant, and sometimes she's gone for a week at a time. And
we're getting into more detail than we should at this stage, because frankly, those are the kind of things that the committee should be talking about and trying to, you know, marshal up. So what I'm hearing is that John and Georgine are willing to serve, and there's no reason we just can't have four. So I mean, I could be a third. We don't have to limit it to two. And okay, so and when do you leave, Elsie? Okay.
And then I won't be back though until about March. Then.
Well, as far as any of us can help, but as far as if we're appointed to the committee and we're meeting, that's where we have to limit it to no more than three, because four then becomes a quorum. Okay. So if you're going to be out for such a long period of time, then probably shouldn't have you on the committee, but if you'd just be willing to assist as needed until you leave, that'd be great.
Fill in when you're gone, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So with that, then I would entertain a motion to appoint John, Georgine, and me to this committee.
So move.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
That's couldn't wait to get out of that.
And with that, unless somebody has some compelling reason that we should stay, I'm going to adjourn the meeting.